Ugh, my soccer match was cancelled again. Third time this month. It feels like it rains harder every week. Is it just me, or is the weather getting weird?
Not just you. Monsoon rains are normal, but climate change is making storms stronger and downpours heavier. Warmer air holds more moisture, so when it rains, it can really pour.
That explains why our food is always soggy. But is it like this in other countries too?
Some cities are dealing with even bigger problems. Take Jakarta, for example. Parts of the city are sinking while the sea is rising.
Sinking? Like the ground is actually going down?
Exactly. In the northern districts, the land sinks about 10 centimeters a year. Mostly because people take too much fresh water from underground for daily use. When that water is removed, the soil slowly collapses. Add heavier rain from climate change and higher sea levels, floods can hit harder and more often.
10 centimeters every year? That's around the height of my ruler. So even when the rain stops, the city keeps dropping?
Yes. Even the presidential palace has flooded more than once. Richer neighborhoods build concrete walls and wave breakers, but poorer neighborhoods often rely on simple sandbags. And because the ground keeps sinking, even the tallest walls need to be raised again and again and again. It never really ends.
That sounds exhausting and unfair. Is that why Indonesia is moving the capital?
Yes, Indonesia is building a new capital, Nusantara, on higher ground in Borneo. But millions of citizens will remain in Jakarta, so flooding is still a problem.
So climate change makes the rain worse, and people's own actions make the land sink. Double trouble. Is Jakarta the only capital facing such problems?
Well, Bangkok faces a related challenge.
I remember when we went there on holiday as a family. Some streets looked almost level with the canals after the rain.
Good memory. Much of Bangkok is only about 1.5 meters above sea level. And some areas are even lower. That means heavier monsoon rains and rising seas put the city at constant risk of flooding. To combat this threat, Bangkok combines engineering and green ideas. One famous approach is called monkey cheeks. It's a Thai nickname for large water storage areas that hold extra rain, like a monkey puffing out its cheeks.
Monkey cheeks, that's funny.
It works, though. Parks and ponds, such as the Chulalongkorn University Centenary Park, collect rainwater so it drains slowly instead of flooding the streets.
So the city basically acts like a sponge.
Exactly. When the rain is heavy, green spaces and wetlands help absorb water, while gates and drains guide it away.
Let me get this straight. Jakarta is sinking and fighting rising seas. And Bangkok is learning to store and slow down flood water. Different problems, but both linked to climate change.
Right. They both show the same big picture. Climate change is happening now, every day. And cities need both good engineering and nature-based solutions if they want to stay livable for their citizens.
And my cancelled soccer matches are just a tiny sign of the bigger storm ahead.
That's definitely one way to put it. Your soggy field is small, but it hints at the challenge a whole region faces.